have to pick up pretty quick, you know, till tomorrow. But I got already DVD and some documents, papers, so I'm going to be able to check.
You mentioned the difference between Orlando and here. With this first practice, what do you notice? What are some of the different things?
Well, we all have more fun, you know. It's more fun. The atmosphere is really relaxed, but on the same time, everybody works hard. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of talented young guys who can do a lot of things. And now I'm not wondering why the team is scoring over 100 points every game.
How's it feel for you personally, knowing that, you know, so many teams around this league wanted you? As soon as the Suns made that trade, your phone was ringing nonstop, and now you're here, and you know, you're wanted by the Phoenix Suns among many teams.
Well, I just know about one team that wanted me. It was Phoenix, so I'm glad I'm here. And I'm just going to try to pay back, you know, play defense, do the things what they want me to do, and try to win as many games as possible, you know, make sure the fans are going to be proud of me, proud of the team, and then just try to win, just play hard. That's the most important.
How long do you think the adjustment period would be before this team can build some continuity and some chemistry?
Well, I'm definitely going to need a couple more practices and games. It's not going to click in the next 48 hours, obviously. I'll say one, two more weeks, and you know, we're gonna learn everything, and with time we should be better. You know, if everybody's gonna work as hard as we're working today, I'm pretty confident we're gonna get better pretty soon.
What's it like being able to come into a team and knowing that you're gonna have a Hall of Famer bringing the ball forward and getting the ball down low?
I'm excited. I mean, that's just big. This is a big time. It's awesome to play with Hall of Famer in the pick and roll. It's better to play with him than guard one. So it's pretty amazing. I talked to Steve a couple times. I don't think we play today one pick and roll, but I'm pretty sure he's gonna take care of me.
Obviously, tremendous challenge tomorrow night with Miami Heat. You know, they're on the roll after a tough start. Your thoughts of LeBron, Dwayne, Chris Bosh, and what threats they pose when they come in?
Well, we all got to help each other. I mean, this is a great team. They play really hard. They got a couple guys came back, and, you know, they're rolling. You know, we all got to help each other, play hard, and just play our style. You know, run. Make sure we got to make them tired. And if we're going to do that, I'm pretty sure we're going to be close to winning this game.
No easy baskets in LA?
Definitely not, even if I have to sit down for six. Hopefully not, but... I hope so. I'm going to be waiting over there for LeBron and D-Wade.
What's your initial preference for Robin?
He's big. He's really long and really heavy by, not heavy because he's fat, but just heavy, big body. Pretty skilled, good touch around the basket, and he's a good teammate. He helped me out a lot the last couple of days, and I'm just appreciative for everything what he's doing. You know, we competing for the spot in the team, but end of the day, we still can be, you know, good friends and just work together. You know, today I play at the four. Why not playing, you know, with Robin? He can play five. I can play four. We both can be at the same time on the floor. So that looks good to me.
You talked about no missing layups. Is having both of you on the same team a lot?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you got two 7 feet guys in the paint, that'll be tremendous. You know, that'll be tremendous. I mean, having two guys, you got guys like LeBron James, D-Wade driving to the paint. They got to think about us. I mean, we are not skinny little kids standing over there. You got two big guys standing, so it'll be something. It'll be something in defense for us. It'll be a big wall to cross.
Thank you.
Okay. Cool.